Chair. The law has been in place for a year and a half. And we can refer first to the procedural changes. Now there's a possibility of using the abbreviated prosecutions or trials for adolescents. This can only be used, this procedural structure can only be used when there's a serious crime. And that was almost the totality of the serious crime, serious charges use the structure. In the broad majority of cases, there are measures, however, that do not have a deprivation of liberty or freedom. There's been an increase in the use of these measures. That's one of the positive changes that we see with the implementation of this law. These are cases in which there are, when there are rather, measures of deprivation of liberty, this is the time is reduced. Now, the simplified structure, this is something that did not exist. It is not expressly indicated that this can be for adolescents, but the majority of those in the judicial system said that what's not prohibited can be used. This greatly reduces the time for sentences to be handed down. The majority of cases, in the majority of cases, the sentence can happen, can come the same day at the as the trial ends. As with the abbreviated cases, this leads to less precautionary measures. From 25% to 30% of adolescents deprived of liberty with these changes are under are subjected to precautionary measures, and more than they used to last some three months. Now this lasts between 10 and this is only applied to around 10% to 15% of those cases. The precautionary cases leads to uncertainty for the adolescent, for that individual. The articles under this are not included or this was, they were not included in the referendum that was held in the country. Now, the law does set forth the possibility of this new system being used for adolescents. The judicial operators or agents believe that this does not make sense, since the limitations that the legislators established for this to be admissible for adolescents do not allow for it to be implemented in all of the cases, with deprivation of liberty being the result of certain guilty charges. Now, there's an increase in the deprivation of liberty for some crimes, from 24 months to 10 years for aggravated homicide, rape and sexual abuse, and aggravated cases thereof. So far, we've had few cases in which we've gone over the previous limit of 5 years. There are few cases. And some between 7 and 9 years of age. There are a few of these cases. The socio-educational method has only recently been used. There is more deprivation of liberty in years for those who are older. Sometimes this doesn't have to do with the punitive aspect, but rather as part of the socio-educational process. It has been determined in the system that there is not enough time for social reinsertion of adolescents in some cases, and they must spend more years of working with the individual in order to put together a full program for those individuals. Now, semi-liberty, since this system, or furloughs, has been implemented, it was not a tool erstwhile that was being used, but it has been used now. There are a few cases in which this was included. This article is included, was included in the referendum, and the citizens ratified the use of this. In a general sense, what we can say is that the biggest impact that these changes have brought with the law on the law of urgent consideration have been favorable. They have reduced the trial lengths, and they have increased the use of measures that do not involve a deprivation of liberty. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Now I will give the floor to Dr. Juan Pablo.